We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Wednesday, August 17th, and this is KCSN Update. And unfortunately, injuries were the story of the day up at Chiefs Camp today. It was the second to last day of Chiefs Camp, so it's definitely not something that you want to see. Juju Smith-Schuster did not practice for the second straight day with a knee injury. And then Jerick McKinnon, Blake Bell, and James Winchester were also absent. But the story here was that Chris Jones and Mecole Hardman both left practice early on the injury cart, and that is not what you want to see right now. We'll share the latest reports on what we know about those injuries. We'll give you the best highlights from Wednesday up at camp. And then plus you'll hear from Sky Moore, Steve Spagnuolo, Danny Shelton, and Rashad Fenton right after this on KCSN Update presented by DraftKings.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts or on our YouTube channel, all over social media, or our morning newsletter, KCSN Daily, dedicated to your Kansas City Chiefs. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
All right, so here's what we learned after practice on Wednesday in regards to those injury updates. Ian Rapoport had put out on Twitter that it was a groin injury for Mecole Hardman and that we didn't yet know the severity of it. Hopefully it's not too serious. And then it was also confirmed after practice that Chris Jones didn't practice because of a sore back, which is not necessarily something you want to see from a defensive lineman. As you know, the old adage goes, you never used to have back problems. So hopefully it's nothing too serious. Jerick McKinnon had missed with a strained hamstring, and then James Winchester had missed for personal reasons. And again, Juju dealing with that knee issue, missing for the second straight day. Not what you want to see at this point in training camp, but hopefully those aren't too serious, and we'll know more on those over the next few days. It's disappointing because we saw Mecole Hardman make a few fantastic plays. You can see right here. Make sure you're following us on Twitter to get these live updates from camp. Moving along, there's just one more day before the team breaks training camp in St. Joe and gets set for their second preseason game on Saturday against the Washington Commanders. Now, after that, they'll finish out the rest of the preseason in Kansas City at the training facility. And that's when the team and the coaches will actually start preparing for their week one game against the Arizona Cardinals, while the scouting staff will try and get this roster down to the best 53 players by the NFL's August 30th deadline. On that day, more than 1,000 players from across the NFL will be released. So Brett Veach and his staff will be looking for some hidden gems out there, try to pick up on the waiver wire to add to this Chiefs roster. But before we check out some of the highlights and hear from the guys, here's a quick word from DraftKings. Kansas, DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to the Sunflower State. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports teams from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, all new customers will receive $100 in free bets when you sign up using code KCSN. Plus, one lucky customer will win a $100,000 free bet. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you $100 in free bets just for signing up today. No deposits required. Soon you'll be able to bet on money lines, spreads, props, and more with one of America's top-rated sportsbooks apps, DraftKings Sportsbook. Plus, you'll be entered to win a $100,000 free bet when you sign up. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code KCSN to get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Kansas. Plus, one customer will win a $100,000 free bet. That's code KCSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700. Must be 21 years old. Physically present in Kansas. Eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. One per customer. $100 issued as four $25 free bets. No purchase necessary for sweepstake. Void where prohibited. Ends first day. DraftKings is allowed to operate in Kansas. See terms at DraftKings.com/Kansas. Chiefs second round pick and receiver Sky Moore has been turning heads since he first arrived at rookie minicamp, and he's looking more like a player who will make an impact right away than a player hoping to find a way to contribute. We've seen that with several highlights throughout camp that you can find on our social channels if you follow us at KC Sports Network on Twitter. Now, on Tuesday, Moore spoke about his first professional game last week against the Chicago Bears before quickly talking about looking for ways to get better and the mindset of playing for a team with Super Bowl aspirations.
The last few days, you know, just been good. First of all, it was great to, you know, get that under my belt and, you know, finally play my first pro game. And last couple days, I've just been trying to clean up the things that I need to clean up so I can have a better performance next game. I'm working on it. Like, I'm getting there. Every day I'm getting better chopping wood. And I feel like I'm getting to where I need to be. But I'm still in that process, though, trying to get as comfortable as I can. Super Bowl mentality. Just, you know, every day is going to be a grind. Get better every single day. And you know, we're working to win.
All right, we saw Moore make an incredible catch along the sidelines in that game on Saturday on a pass from Shane Buscelli, getting that toe drag swag in there, and perhaps one of the best catches of not just the Chiefs' first preseason game, but the entire first week of preseason games across the NFL. And when asked by our friend Nate Taylor from The Athletic, Moore spoke about the differences in the routes he's running now playing for the Chiefs and Andy Reid compared to what he was doing in college at Western Michigan.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely running different routes. I've ran a lot of routes in college, but it was more like intermediate stop, like RPO type of routes. These routes are like deeper routes and, you know, just more pro style routes and stuff that I can do. Just different. It's just a different bag.
All right, now when he's not making catches along the sideline, we've seen a number of plays from Moore up at camp where he's lining up all over the place, taking jet sweeps, end arounds, and even lining up in the backfield. And basically, it's something he's here for.
I like getting the ball, period. Don't matter. It really doesn't matter how I get it. I just, you know, I enjoy having the ball.
And finally, with the game on Saturday being at Arrowhead Stadium, chalk Moore up as one of the guys excited to get his first taste of what it's going to be like playing at the best home atmosphere in the entire NFL.
I'm anticipating it being electric because that's what everybody around here just talks about. They say Arrowhead's the best stadium in the league. And I'm going to take their word for it until, you know, I see otherwise.
Next up on the podium was cornerback Rashad Fenton, who just recently returned to practice after dealing with what he called a minor shoulder surgery this offseason. And that shoulder looked pretty good on Wednesday as he had the play of the day with this interception on Patrick Mahomes in the first team offense. And after practice on Tuesday, Fenton spoke about finally getting to be back out on the field with his teammates.
Man, it's great. Not going to lie. I love the feeling. You can only way to feel the energy of the team is to be out there with them, working with them, going through phases with them. It's great.
Fenton's caught some attention lately for seemingly caring about being good at his craft and competing against two of the best in the league in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, talking a little bit between reps, which is just something you love to see. And let's be real. It's what makes these guys better. It's what makes them tick. They're going to be competitive. They're going to go out there and let each other have it a little bit. And, you know, to Fenton's credit, he's held up his end a little bit for a young player. He's in a contract year coming back off of, you know, the shoulder surgery we just talked about, first time out there over the last few days. But Fenton spoke on Tuesday about the development of him and fellow defensive back Juan Thornhill over their time together so far here in Kansas City.
It's been good. You know what I mean? Juan is our leader back there. You know what I mean? As a safety group, him and Jay Reed. So just to see it all mesh together because me and him were roommates rookie years for hotel games and here in St. Joe. So, you know what I mean? Both of us can kind of see the rise of it all from at least when we came in to where we at currently.
All right, next up on the podium was the Chiefs' newest player in the 6'2", 339-pound monster, Danny Shelton, a former first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns back in 2015 out of the University of Washington. Now, Shelton has spent time with the Browns, Patriots, Lions, and Giants in his career, making 72 starts and appearing in 100 games while amassing 278 career tackles. And now he has an opportunity to earn a spot on the Chiefs' 53-man roster, and he spoke about that after practice.
Honestly, I was just tired of flying around. And, you know, when I heard that Chiefs wanted me and you know, it was between Jags and Chiefs, you know, I had to go with the Chiefs, you know. And, you know, I'm just excited for this opportunity, excited to be here with the guys and try to catch up with them and contribute to, you know, everybody's goal, you know, getting to that championship.
Now, Shelton, in just a few days already, has shown his ability to anchor the middle of a defensive line, and that's just through a handful of practice reps. Anybody who's seen him play in the league, they know what he's about. He's a space eater. He's going to make things easier on the guys around him, and it was pretty cool to hear that he already has high praise for Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and especially Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
I've always been, you know, a fan of Spags and how he runs things, and then Andy Reid too, you know. So just the opportunity to be out here. And obviously, we got these high-caliber players on our team. And just to be around those guys, you know, it excites me to be able to compete with them and, you know, hopefully learn something that I can add to my toolbox, you know. I think the juice, really. So that, I mean, Spags, he has this kind of energy, you know. You don't want to it up. You don't want to, you know, get on his bad side. And so, and he's smooth with it, you know, so it's like you respect that, you know, and you want to do your best out there. And so you bring in the juice, you get in your playbook and you do your best to produce.
And finally, Shelton spoke about what I just mentioned earlier, the mindset of being an anchor in the middle of a defensive line and in the trenches for defense.
Like I said, that's the job of the interior guy. You know, you got to be gritty and just go to work. You know, you're not always going to have the pretty plays, pretty sacks and all that, but you're going to contribute to that sack. You know, you're taking two, you're taking three, you're taking that single guy and, you know, pushing him right to the quarterback's lap. And just got some ballers on his team. So I'm excited to be here, excited to feed off their energy, play with them, compete with them, go to work.
And last but certainly not least, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, before taking any questions, had this to say to the media on Tuesday.
How's everybody doing? Nothing real. But the only thing I would say, most of you probably were here yesterday. I didn't think we had a good day yesterday. We challenged each other in our meeting last night. I thought the defense came out and played pretty well. So with that, I'll open it up, let you roll. Oh, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, all the years I've been doing this, you think with a day off, they'd be fresher. It seems to go the other way. Now, the other thing is that the twos and threes that got a lot of reps, that's a quick turnaround. And that might have had a little bit to do with it, but there's really no excuses. That's what we talked about last night. We can't be wasting any days. I thought we did a nice job bouncing back today.
Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo wanted to challenge his guys, and soon after that, Herbie Tiopi of the Kansas City Star asked Spags about the guy that we just heard from and his new monster defensive tackle, Danny Shelton.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know he's very large. I got a chance to talk with him a little bit. I like him. I mean, I like the personality and how excited he is about being here. We'll see what happens. I mean, we got a little ways to go. They have that acclimation period. So he hasn't really done much from the standpoint of being out there against the offense, but we'll see where time takes us.
Spags was then asked by ESPN's Adam Teicher about his new rookie pass rusher, George Karlaftis, and his performance against the Bears on Saturday, where Karlaftis finished with a sack and two quarterback hits in his first professional game.
Yeah, I mean, he had some production, right? Yeah, he made a couple of rookie mistakes like they all do, but overall, I'd say very pleased.
Another rookie that has put together what looks like a really solid training camp is cornerback Trent McDuffie, the Chiefs' first-round selection and first selection in the 2022 NFL draft. And Spag spoke about McDuffie's versatility and how it's valuable when rosters get trimmed down to 53 and then especially the 46 on game day.
Yeah, I remember talking to his college coach back before the draft when we were researching all these guys. And And Trent didn't play much nickel there at Washington, but his comment to me was that he could easily go inside and play. And so when he got here, I told him, you know, he's here to play corner and all that, but we would work him back and forth. That's all the injury thing. Somebody gets hurt, you know, we want to have backups. And when you start doing the numbers, I mean, there's a lot of bodies out there right now, but pretty quick, it's game day suit. It's 46 guys, and it goes really quick. So it's good to have him doing both of you.
And finally, Spags followed up talking about all of the young corners and what he wants to see from those guys right now.
Yeah, he did. I thought Josh did a nice job today. Him and Jalen Watson have both done a nice job. I mean, all the young corners have been playing real well. Dave and Donald have been doing a great job with them. We got to figure it all out. To me, it still comes back, though, to how you respond in a game. Now, they got some more games to go here. And more than anything, how they respond when it doesn't go well. That's really what I have my eye on. Yesterday we had some snaps there where it didn't go well for some guys, and I'm looking to see how they, especially at that position, right? I mean, you can't put your head in the sand or else they're coming right back at you. Well, the good thing about our guys is they go against one of the best quarterbacks in the league, right? A bunch of good receivers, so you can see it here. And yesterday I was a little disappointed in a bunch of guys that didn't respond to adversity, and that was one of the things we talked about last night. Now, we had a decent day, so there wasn't the adversity, but it's going to come again. I mean, tonight the offense will have a conversation, and you know they'll be coming after us tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
That's it for today's KCSN update. We appreciate you watching and listening. Now, please don't forget to like and subscribe to this video. It lets us know that we're doing something right and allows us to reach more people. And we appreciate your support here and what we're trying to do at KC Sports Network. We know there's a lot of great places on multiple platforms that you can get your Chiefs news, and we appreciate being one of them. So until next time, please be kind to one another.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.